Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome to our Thursday night show here, North State Now. How are you tonight? This is Linda Bott, and I couldn't be in a happier place right now as you're listening to this, because I have one of my favorite people, one of my favorite human beings, and I am proud to call her a friend, and that's Maria Orozco.
Hello. Good evening, everyone.
I just adore you, and we're getting ready for a really big event that's taking place tomorrow night. So if you, you've heard Maria Orozco's name, you've seen many of her posts and what she is, such a very much a leader in our community here in the North State. She always says she's not much for titles, but she is the Senior Director of Public Relations. And this is for all the entities of the tribe. And we're talking the Redding Rancheria. And before we started the show tonight, I wanted to help our listeners understand, because we know that when we go to the State of the Tribe, it's fascinating, because you have a wonderful book that you give to all of the many leaders that come out for this event, and that how many businesses that run under the Redding Rancheria. Wind River is just one of them, but you continue on with the most excellence in healthcare. And can you share with our listeners what's, before we even begin and we talk about Friday night, the really big event that's happening with the Redding Rancheria Community Fund dinner, and what that, we've got time to cover that. But let's talk about the Redding Rancheria and what falls underneath the leadership and the governance of the Redding Rancheria.
Absolutely. I love talking about the Redding Rancheria. So the Redding Rancheria Tribal Government owns and operates Wind River Resort and Casino, the REDCO, which is the economic development arm, and the Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, which is the healthcare component. And Glenn has done a fascinating job. I mean, we have Churn Creek Healthcare, Churn Creek Wellness and Dental. We have the Trinity Health Center. We have an amazing pharmacy. Those folks are just, shout out to the pharmacy. And the Advanced Care, Center for Advanced Care, which is, we just hired a rheumatologist yesterday.
Yeah. Ooh.
So, I mean, announced her. So it's just amazing, you know, what these folks are doing.
You're becoming leaders, total leaders.
Absolutely.
In the healthcare in all of the North State, by the way.
Yes.
Doctors are leaving other entities.
Yep.
In order to come under the governments of the tribal health system.
Yes, yes.
So I think that speaks volumes.
Yeah, Glenn always says we don't have a hard time recruiting doctors.
Mm-mm.
Because the way that the tribe celebrates their people, honors us by giving us a wellness program and everything, you know, I can tell you about the benefits. You can find that on our website. If you ever want a career, I would go to our website. We have jobs open all the time because we're just expanding. We'll be groundbreaking for our health village on March 17th. And that, just unbelievable. We can't wait to show you guys the renderings and tell you all about it and put the shovel into the ground.
All right. Well, we'll definitely be celebrating that in there for you. So what I like with the clarification as well is that, you know, there's so many events, that there is an event center at Wind River, and people equate, you know, your name with Wind River, but you are in the tribal government aspect of it, what you do with your media director of public relations. So you're overseeing all of these entities with all of their print and advertising and what they're doing, and Wind River is just one arm.
And luckily, Wind River has a marketing department that does their media and their marketing portion. The public relations side is finding the stories, the storytelling, the getting them out there in front of the media. So, and on the Redding Rancheria side, it is that working with Miranda to make sure that our tribal members know exactly what's going on day to day, letting the media know what's going on, and then with our tribal health system, same thing. And Redco, you know, Jeremy and Glenn really go forward with the full charge, so I got to keep up with all of them, including our chairman, Jack Potter Jr., who's all over nationally, so it's following
He's amazing.
Yes.
Love his energy and love watching how you and Jack and many of some other leaders in the tribe have really taken on their health and their the physical aspect of what you see in when you take control and take ownership with your health, whatever that is, and just the appearance aspect has just been fun to watch.
Right. It just seems like the ladies are turning back time. I mean, Look at Stacey, Tracy, and Tamara, and we're like, whoa. Wow. You know, we're going to be just like them because they're just turning back time.
It's a great joy. So we have a couple things we're going to cover. We're going to take a break right now, but when we come back, let's talk about what's happening on Friday night, the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. It's always thematic. It's always climatic. And it's always dramatic. So when we come back with Maria Roscoe, we're going to discuss Friday night. And it is sold out, but we want to talk about what it's about and what you guys do. I think a lot of people still aren't aware. If you've never been, you need to know that this is like creme de la creme of the big fundraisers in town. So we'll be right back.
It's a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I'm Marilyn.
And I'm Abby, her BFF.
We're in Riverfront Playhouse's production of Ripcord by David Lindsay Abair, directed by John Welch.
March 7th through the 23rd, join us for this hilarious comedy about feisty elderly women.
Us, who become roommates in a retirement community. See how our comic, playful rivalry leads to a series of funny and unexpected pranks.
Grab your tickets now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Sponsored by this station and these amazing pro-arts businesses.
Feeling a wee bit green with envy for a proper St. Patty's Day feast? Well, put on your dancing shoes and head to Black Bear Diner. We're bringing back the classics you crave, like our legendary corned beef and cabbage. Slow roasted, thick sliced with all the fixin'. It's the real deal. Think of it. Tender corned beef, melt in your mouth cabbage, and that horseradish cream sauce. Oh, it's a lucky bite. Find your lucky feast Friday through Monday, St. Patty's Day weekend, at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
A Moment in History by KCNR Radio.
Shasta County mining can be divided into three distinct episodes. The gold rush erupted in 1849, it peaked in the 1850s and faded by the late 1850s. Soon thereafter, surveyors began laying out township, ranges, sections, and mining properties. Early placer mining efforts during the gold rush were gradually but not totally supplanted by later hydraulic load and dredge techniques. The second major mining type was copper mining, which became a major industry in the 1880s and replaced gold in 1896 as the number one mineral produced in Shasta County. Copper mining was a tremendous economic stimulus to Shasta County. Copper was mined until 1869, with peak production years occurring from 1897 to 1919 and during 1924-1925. The third wave of gold production peaked again from 1908 to 1915 and once more from 1936 to 1941 during the Depression when the price of gold rose from $20 to $35 an ounce. Contributed by Dottie Smith.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 a.m. Your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic No. 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, Redding. Join Commune Dance Company, a professional contemporary dance ensemble, for Precipice, a dance performance, on March 8th and 9th at Shasta College Theater. This moving dance production explores the precipices of life, the moments of change, uncertainty, courage, and hope. Come support the performing arts in Redding and be inspired by captivating dance and storytelling on March 8th at 7 p.m. and March 9th at 2 p.m. Get your tickets today by searching Commune Dance Company Precipice on Google, and it will take you right to our Eventbrite link.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, we're back from our break here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott, North State Now. I love the fact that I get to do the first Thursday night of the month, and if there's five, I get to do the last Thursday. So I asked my good friend, one of my pals, and I love that we get to do some creative things together as well. Last year we did Barbie.
We did.
You did Barbie. It was a big celebration, and it was a great, it was a wonderful thematic night. So many people came out as Ken, Barbie, Alan, you name it. They came out as somebody from the Barbie, and you celebrated a great milestone birthday, and the costumes were off the chart, and it was such a great night. And so again, this year's theme is
togas / gods and goddesses. So you can either do the fun side of toga and be like Animal House, and or you can be Greco and be some type of goddess or god, or like me, I kind of did both. Put the toga but added, you know, that whatever,
yeah,
the glam to it.
Your creative aspect. You can be creative.
Right.
And you're running around all night long. So share with our listeners, if you will, that you have a committee, or you get to choose a nonprofit. So we are going to be seeing a lot on Friday night, arms of nonprofit throughout the night. Like, for instance.
So our Redding Rancheria Community Advisory Board meets twice a year, and it's comprised of government officials like Jack and Nicole, and then we have employees from Wind River and Redding Rancheria, and then we have two community people, which is Baron Browning and Michelle Martin Strebe. And we get together twice a year. We see all the applications, thankfully, from the Community Fund of the North State. There's usually about $400,000 of an ask, and we have about $150,000 to give, so we have to get down and dirty and nitty-gritty. So we go site visit. We do everything that we can to either match funds, give them the full funding, partial funding. We don't like to start a project. We like to end a project.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So that's what happens. And then when we started this in 2002, we thought we need to thank the folks who solicited the fund, because back then it wasn't that easy to get people to ask for money from us, or to even, you know, community-wise. So we started having this dinner, and it just grew and grew and grew. And this is our 23rd. And
jeez,
looking back at the photos, I thought, wow, we have grown. Grown from, you know, back when we were just wearing a little formal, to now we're dressing as Barbie and dressing as, you know, god and goddesses, and
mm-hmm. I mean,
the
you've
red
had,
parties.
Yes,
and
you had
all
some crazy.
Sorts of,
it's mm-hmm. been really a lot of fun. You did superheroes one year. That was fun. And one year you did burlesque.
Burlesque.
Yes, and you know, it's always a really fun event, and also an emotional event, because people are there and don't know who is going to be selected for you don't want to just call it the prize, but what's that called?
So the 20 example, this year we're going to be celebrating the grants and the nonprofits who receive funds in 2024. So we ask them to come to this dinner with community leaders, and our advisory board chooses every November who's going to receive that $10,000 grant.
It's a $10,000 grant.
We call it a gift, because
yes,
they can designate the monies anywhere that they need
to.
So that's the whole reason for the party. Nobody knows. Knock on wood, I've been able to talk to the folks and, you know, encourage them to come, encourage their board to come. Just have a great time. Let them know, hey, you received funds. You come to this party. We're celebrating you. Luckily, I mean, I've seen tears. We've cried. That is the most important part of the dinner.
It is the most important part. And, mm-hmm. and I have to, you know, in fact, I'm going to gather my, I'm going to be doing the music with my 7-piece band, with Pat Karch, and they've all been working really hard, and it's going to be fun because we're going to do like party, it's not jazz. We're doing party music. And a lot of these guys, break out in different kind of, bands that they already perform in elsewhere, and then they'll come together. And so I'm going to gather with them, at 5:30 because the doors open at 6 to remind them tonight. I want you to be mindful about what tonight's about. We are part of an evening where they're giving to, this is nonprofit. These are the people, the angels that do work in our community. We're here as part of that evening's feeling. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about a note. It's not about the excellence. Yes, we're always bringing our excellence, but we're part of this movement about doing great things in our community to help shine a light on these people.
Right.
That do great work.
Right. A night of celebrating them. A night of letting them have fun. You know, let their hair down, dress up. You know, it's incredible. And I can't believe it goes by so fast. And then we're ready for the next
one. It's like a sneeze. Wait. Right? Wait a minute. It's 9:00. It's over. Okay. We're going to take a break. We're coming back. This is Linda Bott, North State Now. And I'm here with one of my favorite human beings on the planet, Maria Orozco. And we'll be right back. Okay, we're back, and I'm so excited to be here. Thursday night, tomorrow night, is the big Reading Rancheria Community Event. It's called RRCF Dinner. And tomorrow night, the theme is going to be Toga, Gods and Goddesses. And, of course, the one particular entity is going to be the recipient of a $10,000 gift/grant. And I know people anticipate and they get very excited about it. But meanwhile, you set the night for a great night. Now, what's different with the funds that are made for that night? You sell out. The tables are sold out. You had to add more tables. The monies that are raised this night go back into the fund for these scholarships or these, grants that you give out twice a year.
Right. So we are going to meet in March after the event. So the monies that Wind River Resort and Casino donates, the biggest portion into the about $180,000 is what they donate a year. Plus we have employee payroll deductions. Like I know that part of my paycheck goes into the Reading Rancheria Community Fund because it's just such a great thing, but it's crazy. It's just
absolutely wonderful. Okay, so what I wanted to find out is about like the silent auction because it's different this year. That's what I was talking about when we're, you know, before in a way, a lot of the many of the different fundraisers that we've attended in town are going online. And so what's advantageous about it going online is that sometimes when you have the product at the back or the whatever the gift is at the back of the room, there's a line. You want to spend time with your table and need to visit whatever, and you can't get back there. Well, this way it's going online this year for the first time. You're kicking it off. Tell us about that.
It is. This is the event that is sold out. I apologize to all of you that I've had to tell you that it is sold out, but it is going to be a night of 50 full tables for folks. We have the Reading Fashion Alliance. We have 12 designers who are bringing their beautiful, gorgeous outfits that they've designed just for this theme, and we'll be placing those along. So we had to, you know, make room for 12.
Ooh, they 12 of those. Designed them
mm-hmm.
just.
Yeah. For the
theme. So last night or last time when you had those gowns, was that for Barbie? Did they design just for Barbie or
that was just the start?
So they
brought some of their
launched it
feature. Yes.
Okay.
So this year we spoke with them and they were like, oh, our designers would love to design just for that.
Okay.
So
that's exciting.
It is, and that makes room for the silent auction to be online.
Okay.
And we're going to be starting that Thursday afternoon and running it till 15 minutes after the event. So we've never done that before. We're going to be able to have the community be able to bid. So we have to really watch these phones. We have QR codes that are just going to take you right to the
So as this show is running right now, as you're listening to this, you can go to?
You can, we will have the QR code on Facebook.
Okay.
And we'll be showing it as much as we can on social.
Oh, right. Okay, excellent. So there you go. So you could be bidding right now as we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. I'm looking at all the items, and you showed some of them to me, and you always have stellar.
Yes.
Trips.
This
beautiful bags.
Year,
oh, my God.
This year, we do have an $8,000 Pebble Beach travel package. And I know that's going to be a big one, but that's the one that just stood out. Yes, we got Tiffany's. We've got over 20-something bags. We have beautiful baskets made from our RCF supporters. You name it, we got it in this thing. That's always been the big part of our auction is when people come, they're like, where did you get this stuff? Well, you have to go out of town to get it, but we're bringing it here and you can give to a good cause because every cent goes right back into the fund for us in March to give away again. And then we'll do this again in October.
So do you know who the winners are or when you've bid by the end of the night?
We will know who the highest bidder is.
Right.
But we will have that buyout button as well.
Okay.
Which?
Oh, the buyout button.
The buyout button.
You don't have to haggle.
No.
Okay.
So there's some Tiffany items that
okay.
I'm buying out, hopefully.
But, oh, that's so cool.
It's
I mean,
fun.
You don't have to sit there. I mean, there's, but part of, one of the fun things, I suppose, if you have the items live, is that you, wait and play the game to see who's going to sign it next. But that takes a lot of time out of your focus of this is going to shift the focus. And I really appreciate that you guys are doing this. This is new.
It absolutely is new. And we have an incredible, volunteer department. I mean, it's of all people, even my daughter, cousins, all different, Craig. We'll actually have all of the items ready to be picked up at the Reading Rancheria Community Center. So they'll be all ready for the person to go pick it up. It doesn't have to be in the room. The room is just going to be designated for fun.
So afterwards, like say, okay, it wraps at 8:30 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
People could just walk across over there to the offices.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, and they can drive up and do whatever they need to do.
Ballet girl.
We still have that whole room to just have fun if you want to. I mean, the music is going to be incredible, so if you want to go dance in the corner, you want to go. The bar area will be set up like a frat party, so if you want to go over there and just hang with the pals and have some drinks, perfectly fine, but you don't have to worry about walking up and down steps for an auction. No, any room for the back. We are like the best place that you can fit everybody in. But I also think you have a variety because you can go out of the event, go to another bar, or walk around if you wanted to play or just people watch or whatever and come back into your
because
event.
Because you do, one of the things that I would always love about, I'll tell you what I love about it too, but we've got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages here on North State Now. This is Linda Bott. Maria Roscoe is my guest. We're going to come back and we're going to talk more about that event, wrap it up with some other things that are coming up soon to mark your calendars for. We'll be right back.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong. And I learned how to get along. And so you're back. I'm not a fake. I just walked in to find you here with that bad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you. You're not alone.
ready. Join Commune Dance Company, a professional contemporary dance ensemble for Precipice, a dance performance, on March 8th and 9th at Shasta College Theater. This moving dance production explores the precipices of life, the moments of change, uncertainty, courage, and hope. Come support the performing arts in Reading and be inspired by captivating dance and storytelling on March 8th at 7 p.m. and March 9th at 2 p.m. Get your tickets today by searching Commune Dance Company Precipice on Google, and it will take you right to our Eventbrite link.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we're carrying non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Get your land and sea legs ready and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $60,000 land to sea swipe to win draw. Later, your chance to cruise around on a Pedego e-bike or a Sea-Doo Spark. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday through April starting at 7 p.m. Mark your calendars for the final drawing on March 27th and April 24th. And play for your chance to win $200 cash, a Pedego e-bike, or a Sea-Doo Spark. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280. You win. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Thank you.
All right, we're back with our last segment, our last segment here on North State Now. And, you know, there's nothing better for me in my heart to be able to extend myself with feelings of gratitude when I feel like it's reciprocated. When you have reciprocation, then there's this beautiful spiritual flow. And I feel that with my good friend, Maria Orozco. And I know that her heart is one that she champions people. She has a watchful eye to see if you speak the truth. And she, and then you know that you feel grounded in her friendship when she knows that you speak the truth, and then you have a bond. And I'm gonna, I don't want to get teary eyed, but I feel that way with you, that we've worked alongside of each other on many benefits.
Mm-hmm.
You've emceed, we shared dressing rooms.
Yep.
We can speak the truth to each other. Feelings aren't going to be hurt because we, our intention is to be able to get the best that we can for the night. And so it takes a professional mind, a kind spirit, and a fortitude to have that kind of experience. So I just want to open this space and say thank you for coming into my life and being that kind of person with me and for me and alongside me. All right. I mean that.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's the truth. So I feel that when I call you and I speak to you, it's not always because I want something, but we're always doing something in town. So I'm like, what do you need? How can I help you? And if I can't help you, I'll find somebody who can help you. And we just, sometimes we just don't, you know, like the fluff. We're okay. We don't have to do the, we're good.
Yeah.
We're good. So I appreciate that you being here tonight to help me with that. And talk about the great things the Redding Rancheria is doing and the fact that you are the Senior Director of Public Relations. We discussed the Redding Rancheria Community Fund, another fantastic night, sold out. You had to always add tables, that the Fashion Alliance is going to be there, that the silent auction is online.
Yes, so excited.
With the barcode.
With the QR code, yes.
And this is your baby. This event is your baby.
This is. I keep saying it, you know, it is my baby, but it really truly is. I thought about it and I'm thinking from beginning to end, from tickets to, we don't even have to advertise for this event anymore. It just, they know it's always the first Friday of March. And to know how incredible the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino give us, or give myself rein and say, hey, you know what? You come up with your ideas, work with our fabulous banquet department, and get input from Jack and Nicole, and it just comes into fruition, and the night is made hilariously fun by our MC, Chairman Jack Potter Jr. He keeps us just in line. He makes us laugh. We have to keep him in line. It's a way for us to bring up our sponsors individually to thank them, because those are the folks that come from afar to be able to make the event to celebrate with the Redding Rancheria tribal government, and for us to have fun with costume contests. So we have individuals and we have tables. It's just a night of absolute fun, and I love putting this event together. Love. And we even know the theme for next year.
Oh, you've been working on it. Okay. I'm not sure we ask. Should we ask?
You can.
Okay.
It's going to be wicked. It's pink and green.
Oh, did that just smash the ceiling? Did you hear the glass? The glass just broke all over the place. Well, you watched Academy Awards, and of course it's the movie. It's been all this stuff, and it's just like, you know, amazing music and,
set building, everything about it is just going to be amazing.
That's next year, but let's get back into to this year. Okay, so Friday night, Redding Rancheria Community Fund, Gods, Goddesses, Toga. Let's talk about some other, we got a few minutes left. First of all, I want to thank you for, again, the beautiful sponsorship coming from the Redding Rancheria for the Chicks and Chaps. Thank you so much for that. That's something I'm chairing this year. I've never chaired an event.
Yeah. And I'm so excited for you.
I've been
and I'm here to help.
I love that. I've emceed. And so we finally just got the artwork done for the t-shirts and, you know, we're moving it off the rodeo grounds this year because a lot of times, Maria, you know that when people are going through, treatments or they experience certain things, if it's too hot, it's difficult. And so we wanted a climate control. So we're doing it at the Elks and you spoke last year and it did a tribute to your mom.
I did.
And, I just applaud you for that because you're brave and she's, you know, very, blessed to have a daughter like you. I mean that, so.
She's brave.
Yes.
I just have to be strong for her.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So we, honor her, and
absolutely,
the fact that you honor her as well. So, thank you for that. I want to say that on the air, that you came right in. Like, we just, the tickets went on sale like a couple days ago, so the tables are going out. But let's talk more. Let's get back into some other events that are coming up here within the next that we can talk about with after we get through with this. March, you start with more.
Well, that's when our nonprofits need to get in and get on the website for the Community Fund of the North State and look up Reading Rancheria Community Fund and get to that application. Any nonprofit in Shasta and Trinity County can apply. You can get $1,000 to $10,000 grants. And March 21st, I believe, is your deadline. So you have time right now to get in on that. And then we have two cycles. We have spring and we have fall. So if you miss this cycle, you can get in on the fall cycle. But that's the most important thing we want you to be able to do. All of you nonprofits, I know there's much need. There's people who, you know, our kids need uniforms, they need band equipment, our veterans need things, our firefighters and police, everybody needs something. So solicit this fund because that's what it's for. Any 501c3 in Shasta and Trinity County. So get on to the Community Fund of the North State, look on their website, or you can call them at 530-244-1219. And ask for Justine, and she will tell you exactly, and it's the easiest application, everybody. It's like two pages.
Okay, I think that's fantastic. Now, I want to kind of just change gears a bit and also congratulate you that you were honored at the Go Red Luncheon. You and also for the fact that you're celebrating 30 years of being in this position, and it's grown, and the titles have changed, I'm sure, but you've been now 30 years.
30 years, yes.
And that in a leadership position.
And yes, right next to my mentors, the people I look up to. I mean, Tracy, I've been by her side for over 20 years.
Amazing
and that
woman.
Yes. She has ingrained work-life balance into all of us. And
a class act,
yep,
and gracious. And so, you know, in leadership positions, you hope for that.
Yes.
Someone you aspire to be a friend with,
mm-hmm,
and still can, like I said, constructive criticism in a way that's a gracious leader. And so she is that, and so are you. So you have been honored, and at the Go Red, where there was over 550 people at that sold-out luncheon as well. And you were there, and you were brought up to stage as... The gift or the award was citizen, community
heart,
leader, heart of the community.
Heart of the community.
Heart of the community, yes. Because you gather people together and you do these things with the Reading Rancheria, like we're talking about. And so congratulations for that.
Thank
and for
you.
30 years.
That was a complete shock.
Yep.
I mean, you think of the Go Red Luncheon as folks who are speaking about, you know, heart disease and all of that. Well, that is the most important thing is your wellness, your health. I have had a journey.
You've shared it.
I have, and I have not wanted to. I look at those photos and it makes me cry.
No, it's beautiful that you've showed journey.
It
gives
helps
people
me.
Power.
It gives me power.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, you may have splurged yesterday, but look where you were and you're still good. Keep going. You're back. Get back on track. Get back to jazzercise.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah.
Thank
congratulations
you.
Congratulations on all of that.
I appreciate you, Lenan.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You guys really kept that a secret.
she was great to work with as well. That just the whole thing makes my heart feel full. And so congratulations on 30 years. And also, as we close this program out, I want to say happy birthday, because it is your a couple days ago, as you celebrate last year during the Reading Community Fund. It was like your big birthday party.
Yes.
It was your big milestone birthday party.
Everybody
loved it. Everybody
knew.
Oh, yeah. Danced all night. I was in the bar with you dancing.
Yep.
But, you know, I feel your heart. And so what does this year mean for you on your birthday?
It seems like I've grown. It's the confidence and the way that I can take, like you were saying, you know, constructive criticism, or take an award and say thank you. I am very shy, which a lot of people do not know, and I don't like to be glorified. I'm the cheerleader. I'm the one who likes to root for everyone. I think in all saying, I got a message yesterday from the folks at Happy Valley, because I grew up in Happy Valley Primary and Elementary and went to West Valley. And they asked me to go and speak to all of the kids in the 7th and 8th grade and let them know, you're a Happy Valley graduate, what made you successful, what made you get to where you are. And I think that is exactly, it sums it up. This little Happy Valley girl is so proud to be able to go out and tell everybody you can do whatever you want to do. Absolutely. Dreams. Go with your dreams.
Leadership at its best. I honor you. Happy birthday.
Thank
I commend you. We'll see you Friday night in all of our, what do you want to call it, in all of our glory on Friday night, and also in our future endeavors here in Reading. Thank you, for Maria Orozco, for being my guest and my friend here on this North State. Now, we got to wrap it up, and Christina is at the helm. She'll be playing some wonderful music. We're going to rock it out the rest of the night here. And thank you so much. Have a blessed evening. And I always say, do an active a random act of kindness. Thank you. Please do a random act of kindness every day, and I'll just make the world a better place. We'll see you later.
You better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down.